Welcome back, Giants fans. It is that time of year. We are a little over a week away from the NFL draft. I'm assuming by the time I put this out, which I'm thinking is probably Friday, we'll be less than a week away from the NFL draft. I do this every year, of course, and I'll be trying to predict every pick. I'm going to try and predict what the Giants are going to do, not what I would do. I've done it both ways in the past, but I feel like doing it my way, it's like kind of a pointless exercise. Like, I made my video on which prospects I like, so go check that out if you want to. But there's a couple guys on that list, actually, that I put on the Giants. So there are some realistic options. But anyway, the Giants have 6 picks in this draft. They lost a couple because of the Brian Burns trade. But of course, this is a big draft for this team coming off a, was it 5-win or 6-win season? It was 6. 6-11. That was bothering me. I had to look that up. So yeah, 6-11 season. Of course, the year before they won a playoff game, so a big fall here. We've heard the reports that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones. They have buyer's remorse. Believe what you want on that one. I do think, based on the amount of quarterback research they've done and the amount of leaks to the media about the Giants looking for quarterbacks, I think there is some truth to that. So we'll see the answer on next Thursday. But I do think it depends who falls. I do think the Giants are not going to trade up for a J.J. McCarthy, although I did see Peter Schrager, I think, had that in his mock draft. I'd be surprised, though. I would. If Drake May falls to 3 and the Patriots are willing to trade back, the Giants may do that. I'd prefer that. I'm a big Drake May fan. I think he's the quarterback 2 in this class. So the fact that Washington's looking to take Daniels, I'm fine with that. Maybe I'll eat my words one day. But for the Giants, it seems like the realistic option is either trade up to 3 for Drake May, or you sit where you are and take J.J. McCarthy, or you maybe trade back into the first round later, or wait till the second round and you get a Michael Penix or a Bo Nix. I don't think I'd prefer that route. Like a second round quarterback, I mean, yeah, it works once in a while. Derek Carr, I think Andy Dalton was one, Jalen Hurts. It does work once in a while, but still, I would prefer if you like a quarterback that much, just take him at 6. If it is like a Penix or something, sure, you can trade back a little. Don't go too far back, but a little. So we'll see what happens, but I have my mock draft, so hopefully you guys enjoy. Once again, I think this is what the Giants will do, not me, so don't hate me for this, but hopefully you all enjoy. And leave in the comments your mock drafts. I want to see those as well. It's interesting because I don't know. I have no idea who they're going to take. Like, I think in previous years, we at least had some idea of what direction they're going to go, but it feels like this year, just based on how the draft fell and how the draft order fell, there's so much unknown, and we're just basically a week away here. So it's pretty fun, and we'll see. A lot's going to unfold here. But once again, hope you guys enjoy. Leave a like and subscribe and all that, and let's get into it. So here's how I expect the draft to go. I have the Chicago Bears taking Caleb Williams. Second, I have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels. Third, I'm going to have the Patriots taking Drake May. Now, fourth and fifth, I think fifth specifically, I do think the Chargers may trade back, which kind of scares me because, you know, if the Vikings jump us or the Broncos jump us, like, that's going to take McCarthy off the board, who I like McCarthy more than most people, I think, based on how our fan base kind of reacts to him. Like, I've seen a lot of bad reactions to, like, oh, if they take McCarthy, I'm not a fan anymore, I'm not watching anymore. So I've seen stuff like that. Now, I don't think McCarthy is this Caleb Williams or Drake May level prospect, but he's a guy that you can win with. He's just a guy that you're probably not going to win because of, which there is a difference. If you put the right team around him, I think it could work out. So I'll get to that later. But anyway, so maybe the Chargers trade back, maybe they don't. But for this mock, I'm going to have them taking Malik Nabers at 5, which would be a nice pick for them. So that leaves the Giants at 6 with the realistic options of J.J. McCarthy, Rome Odunze, Joe Alt, or trade back. Now, for me and what I think they're going to do, I'm kind of buying into this whole quarterback thing. I do think they want Drake May. I do believe that. But in this situation, I'm going to say the Giants take J.J. McCarthy. Now, I don't think tackle is going to be the pick because they've taken 2 tackles in the top 5, 7, I guess, since 2020. Andrew Thomas was picked number 4. Neal was picked number 7, I believe. So to take another one in 2024, that'd be 3 in 5 years, is pretty insane. So I don't think they'll do that. I do think it's going to come down to, in this situation, it'd be McCarthy, Odunze, or you trade back. If they trade back, I don't know who they would target exactly. So maybe, you know, maybe they don't do that. I don't know how much they love Rome Odunze. I'm not sure. If they don't, if they're not that high on him, then maybe you do trade back. But in this situation, if the board fell like this, I have them taking J.J. McCarthy. I did a whole video about him. And yeah, I do think there's a lot of reasons to like him. There are reasons to be concerned. I think the misconception most people have is that, and this goes for any prospect, you're not drafting McCarthy for what he did in college. You're drafting him for what he can become. You're supposed to evaluate him as a player, look at the tools, look at the age, the upside, what can he do, how can I fit this into my offense. And I do think in the Giants' case, they can make that work. I do think if you put McCarthy in a 2022-level Giants offense where it was a lot of rollouts and play action and let me dump it off to the tight ends, or, you know, just a lot of open guys, Richie James over the middle. So if it's that type of offense, I do think McCarthy can run that to a pretty high level. But if they really open up the offense like the Giants tried to do in 2023, and it didn't go too well for Daniel Jones, obviously, then maybe that's not good for J.J. McCarthy. So I don't know what they're going to do here. I genuinely do not know what they're going to do. But if I had to guess, I'm going to give them J.J. McCarthy. I do somewhat buy into the rumors that they like him. And as I said, there's things to like. He has an electric arm, a lot of zip on the ball. He's got to put more loft on it, obviously. He's a pretty good athlete, I would say. He has size. He's like, what, 6'3", a little over 200, I think. He could put on more weight, obviously. But yeah, I think there are things to like. He's very coachable. He's a winner. I think that means something. The guy's lost like 4 games since he started high school. So yeah, I'm going to pick McCarthy for this. I could be wrong. Maybe the Giants have no interest really at all. I'm sure some of you may be relieved by that. But me personally, if they take McCarthy, I'm not going to have a Daniel Jones level reaction to it. Am I going to love it and think it's the greatest pick ever? No, but I'm going to look at this and say, you know what? I do trust Dable and Shane to evaluate the quarterback position. And if they think they can bring this guy to another level, then I'm on board. Like, I'm fine with it. Like, I don't look at McCarthy and say, oh, there's no way he's ever going to turn into a good quarterback. I just can't say that. Like, I don't think anybody can say that. I mean, you can. Maybe you're going to be right. It's kind of like a flip of a coin. I mean, half the first round picks bust anyway. But I can't sit here and look at McCarthy's tools and what he brings to the table and the fact that he just turned 21 and say that, oh, he can't get any better. Oh, he's just a handoff merchant. Oh, he's a good defense merchant. I can't say that stuff. Like, yeah, it was kind of true for college, but the guy has a good individual skill set. And once again, I do encourage you guys to watch my video on McCarthy. I did a pretty deep dive on him and watched every single throw and run of his of the 2023 season. So did a lot of research on him. But yeah, I have the Giants taking him at 6 overall. In the second round, I'm going to have the Giants taking someone who I don't believe they had a visit with, but I do think it makes a lot of sense, and they do want to attack this position early. I have them going wide receiver Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina, number 47 overall. Leggett is 6'1", 221. Now, he was a fifth-year breakout at the same school, which is really weird. You don't see that very often. Sometimes a guy will transfer late in his career and he'll have a good season. Like, he stayed at the same school and randomly broke out in year 5. So there were some circumstances to that. I read some stuff about him, and there is a sad story about him and all that. I read that he lost both his parents at a young age. I think like 2015, his mom passed away. 2019, his dad passed away, or vice versa. So lost his parents at a young age and had to bounce back. And, you know, I'm happy for him that he was able to get his college football career on the right path. He's still 23. He just turned 23 in January, so he'll be 23 for most of next season. So he's not like that old. He's not like a 25-year-old, 26-year-old wide receiver. Still pretty young. But you look at him and what he brings to the table at 6'1", 221. He had a 40-inch vertical, a 4.39 40. He's very good on the outside, contested catches. He has long strides, can break off some big plays. Last season had 1,255 receiving yards and 7 touchdowns. And when I watched him, and maybe this is not the best comparison, maybe it is, maybe it's not, but he kind of reminded me of the former Jets receiver, Braylon Edwards. I think they wore the same number. I think it was 17. So maybe that's kind of what made me think about it. But I did look it up somewhere, and someone on Reddit said the same thing. So Reddit never lies, I guess. So Braylon Edwards is kind of someone I saw when I was watching Xavier Leggett. So his hands could get better. He had drops a lot early in his career. He only had like 2 drops last year, so that was not a big issue. But drops are an issue for him. And I was going to say Keon Coleman for this pick, but Keon Coleman doesn't fit what Joe Shane has done so far. Like, Joe Shane likes guys, receivers in particular, that get separation. And I'm not saying Leggett is the most refined or best route runner. I mean, if they're going to go for route runners, I'd probably say Ricky Pearsall. But I do think they want some explosiveness too, which Pearsall has, and I like Pearsall. He was in my video for prospects I love, but I think in their case, Xavier Leggett makes more sense. He plays bigger. I think him and Pearsall are the same height, but you just watched him and it's like, Leggett looks a lot taller. So I don't know. I think he plays bigger. He's better on the outside. That's more of a sure thing. But for Keon Coleman, he's not much of a separator. He'll make tough catches. He's good in like the intermediate routes and whatnot. I've seen the Michael Thomas comparisons, but the Giants have drafted Wandale Robinson, a separator, Jalen Hyatt, who is a speedster slash separator. So I don't see the Giants all of a sudden going like, hey, let's take a big X receiver who doesn't separate. They tried that with Kenny Golladay, not to put that evil on Keon Coleman and say he'll be the next Kenny Golladay on the Giants. I've seen Golladay comparisons for Keon Coleman, funny enough, but more of the Detroit Lions version when Golladay was good. So anyway, I think Leggett makes sense for the Giants. I'm going to have the Giants taking him in the second round, pick number 47. For round number 3, this is a guy I love as well. He's pick number 70 in round 3, Trey Benson, the running back out of Florida State. I do believe the Giants have reported interest in him. He's 6 foot, 216 pounds. There's obviously a need with Saquon Barkley leaving. And they have Devin Singletary, but I remember seeing that report. I forget which beat writer said this now, so I feel bad not giving them the credit. But a beat writer went on to say that the Giants are looking for a physical back to pair with Devin Singletary. And Singletary is like 5'7 or something. He's a pretty small guy. But a guy like Trey Benson at 6 feet tall, 216 pounds, can bring some physicality to your running back room, but he also can break off some big plays. He's not like a Audric Estime. I think that's how you pronounce it. Like, I like his tape Estime, but like, he just doesn't have the breakaway speed that you would like. Trey Benson does. Like, I know Estime had a very bad 40 time, but for Trey Benson, he had a 4.39 40, and he has plenty of plays on his film where he breaks away from defenders and he just can outrun everybody. So this would be a good pairing for Devin Singletary. Benson can still pick up the tough yards. He's a good pass blocker for a young running back, which is like sometimes it's like the toughest thing for a young back to pick up is how to pass block. But for a guy like for Benson, he can do that already. So I do love that. He's a little stiff. He runs a bit stiff. Not the best, like, agility. Not the best with juke moves and all that. He can do it, but just not, like, to an amazing level. But the other concern I have is he's not an elite pass catcher. He does have some nice catches, but you can tell he tries to catch with his body. He's just not, like, a natural receiver. Not that you're drafting a running back to be a receiver all the time, but it is kind of needed in today's NFL. So, yeah, those are the downsides. But I do like Benson a lot as a prospect. And if the Giants took him, I would like that pick. For round 4, pick number 107, I have the Giants taking Shaw Smith-Wade, the cornerback out of Washington State. He's a smaller guy at 5'10", 184. But he plays with a lot of physicality. Like, he definitely does not play to his size. The Giants did have him in for a top 30 visit, so I do think this is possible. And I will say, like, trying to predict the mid rounds for Joe Shane is like trying to pick lottery numbers. Like, we have no idea. I feel like the McKeithen, was it McKeithen or the other guy, Azudu? I forget which one went higher. I think Azudu was the higher pick. Like, Azudu was a shocking pick. Wandale was a shocking pick. Like, Joe Shane doesn't give a damn. He likes his guys and he just goes out and gets them, which I respect. But This is what I mean. It's tough to predict what he's going to do in the mid rounds. So me trying to predict this is kind of like foolish in a way, but trying to make my best guess here. But anyway, the Giants had him for a top 30 visit. I'm not sure if the team has lost any confidence in Cordell Flott. He had some bright moments last year, had some bad moments as well in coverage. But, you know, Flott is still in his third year, I think. So, you know, maybe he's a guy that they're going to rely on, and maybe this pick doesn't make sense. But for Smith Wade, he's gonna be a slot corner. At his size, I don't see him playing outside in the NFL. He did play outside in college a really good amount. I think he played like most of his snaps on the outside. But in the NFL, with his 5'10", 184 frame, I don't see him playing on the outside very much, if at all. He's a good tackler at the slot position, which I think is something Shane Bowen's defense is going to look for. So they will like that about him. He's definitely quick. He's not, I would say, more quick than fast. And when he comes downhill, and I've seen some of his tackles, when he's coming downhill, like to tackle a running back or something, it looks like he's shot out of a cannon sometimes. It's crazy. There was one clip, I'll try to put it in here. Don't want to get copyrighted, but I'll try to put it in here, of one play where it looked like he just like a missile, just shot at the guy and took out his ankles. Like, you know, for a small guy, once again, it's impressive stuff. His closing speed and driving on the ball is exceptional. When he gets his foot in the dirt, if a receiver in front of him changes direction, like, he gets his foot in the dirt and he's just there, like, in a blink of an eye. So I do love that about him. As I said, slot only player in the NFL, probably. He was inches away from a pick six at the Senior Bowl. It was funny because during that play, he made a diving catch. It was a deep pass from, I think, Joe Milton. And he made a diving catch deep. And, of course, in college, when you dive and you hit the ground, the play's dead. And it seemed like everybody at the Senior Bowl that was playing in the game, they just stopped playing. But Smith Wade was like, oh, wait, I can get up and return this. So he was, like, literally inches from bringing it back, like, 60 yards for a pick six. So the downsides, obviously, is he's just small. Like, that's all I can say. Like, I'm sure there's some other things about his game I could pick apart, but the main reason why he'll be a most likely early day three pick is because he is small. He is kind of limited to a slot corner type role. And if you have a slot corner already on your roster that you like, you're not going to take Smith Wade. So I think for the Giants case, if they did lose confidence in Cordell Flott, I could see this being the pick. So I will give them Shaw Smith Wade. Hopefully that's how you pronounce it. It's a tough name. Chau. I think it's Shaw. I've heard announcers say it. So we'll go with that. Round 5, pick number 166, Miles Murphy, defensive tackle out of North Carolina. Another guy I think the Giants already met with. 6'4", 310. He's been in college for 4 years. I couldn't see his age anywhere, but he was a true freshman. So if I'm doing the math, I think he's 21 or 22 probably, so still pretty young. He does have NFL size. I listed off 6'4", 310. He has long arms. I do like that. He's solid against the run. He's tough to move out of the way, so I would say he's a pretty good run defender. But when it comes to having any sort of pass rush, he's probably not going to be that guy. Like, there's no pass rushing moves, and yeah, there's just nothing really. He does get some pressures, but kind of in the same way that like Dalvin Tomlinson would, where like, yeah, you get some pressures in there, but like, he's not going to get many sacks. It's kind of like that. Like, Dexter Lawrence, God bless him, like, he does everything. He is able to get pressures and get sacks. It's tough for a guy like Miles Murphy to get sacks. So he might be only a first and second down type of player until he can, or if he will, develop some more pass rushing moves. So we'll see if his career progresses like that. His best season was 2021, and I'm wondering why he dropped off the past couple years. I'm not sure exactly, but his numbers were pretty good in 2021, but he kind of fell off after that. So not sure why. Maybe he was hurt both years or something. Not the most explosive get off, but you know, he does a good enough job, I guess. And as I said, he may be a first or second down type player. You're probably not going to bring this guy in on a third down and long. That's just not his strong suit. So, but as a fifth round pick, a run stopper, obviously losing Leonard Williams, they lost A'shaun Robinson. I forget if Nunez Roches came back or not. I can look at the depth chart quickly. Giants defensive tackles. He is on the roster still, so maybe they did bring him back. Maybe it was a two-year contract. I forget. They did bring in Jordan Phillips. I saw that, the veteran from the Bills, and I think he was a Cardinal too or something. So they do have some defensive tackle depth, but I think they would want someone younger as well. So I gave them Miles Murphy in round 5. Round 6, pick number 183, their final pick, I gave them Jalen Ford, the Texas inside linebacker. At 6'2", 234, he's had 6 interceptions over the past 2 seasons, which you look at that and say, oh, he's good in pass coverage, but not necessarily. I think sometimes that stuff is random. Like, I think Alec Ogletree is a perfect example. Alec Ogletree had that random, like, 5 or 6 interception season. I think that was his first or second year here. And I think it led some Giants fans to think that Alec Ogletree was good in coverage, when in reality, he was not good at all. Sometimes you just luck into interceptions. Now, when I saw his interceptions, they weren't like nice plays. They weren't like lucky, like batted balls or something. Like, they were actually pretty good interceptions, good hands. But I wouldn't say Jalen Ford is a good coverage linebacker. You're not drafting him for that. He's good at going downhill. He hits guys hard. He's a pretty good run defender. He's an average athlete. He doesn't move laterally too well, but he should be a good enough athlete to be in the NFL. And I would say he's going to be a pretty good special teams player. Like, I think he did that in college, and apparently he was good at it. The Giants lost Cam Brown today, I saw. Did he go to the Dolphins? I want to just be sure quickly before I spew out some nonsense. Yeah, it was the Dolphins. So, yeah, the Giants lost their special teams ace, quote-unquote, and Cam Brown. So you can bring in a guy like a Jalen Ford, and maybe he's that next guy to fill in that role. So you're not bringing him in to be a starting linebacker day one. This is a round 6 pick. So if you can get him to be a run stopper on defense sometimes and give Micah McFadden or Okereke a breather here and there, not that Okereke ever comes out anyway, but to be a special teams player, I think Jalen Ford can do that. So I'd be fine with this pick for the 6th round. So that is my draft for the Giants. I have them going once again. J.J. McCarthy at number 6th overall. Number 47, Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. Round 3, number 70, Trey Benson, running back out of Florida State. Round 4, Shaw Smith-Wade out of Washington State, the cornerback. Round 5, Miles Murphy out of North Carolina, the defensive tackle. Round 6, the final pick, Jalen Ford, the Texas inside linebacker. Yeah, that's all we got. There was news about Darius Slayton today not showing up to the voluntary workouts. I mean, he has 1 year left on his deal, I believe, and maybe he wants a new deal. I don't know. Maybe he has a family emergency, which I kind of like. I want to make sure he's just sitting out just to sit out. Like, I don't want to have him show up to camp tomorrow or show up to workouts tomorrow and have him be like, oh yeah, we had a family emergency. Like, I'd feel bad. So I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to be too hard on the guy. Like, maybe he is just sitting out and just chilling at home, but maybe there is something going on. I don't know. So I don't like to just come out and make assumptions, but whatever. If he is sitting out, hey, trade him. Like, I'm fine with trading him. Like, it's not like trading Darius Slayton's gonna be the difference between being a playoff team in 2024 or not. So if he wants a new deal that badly, then either give him the deal or get his ass out. So that's how I feel about it. So once again, I know the first pick of McCarthy's pretty controversial. I'll probably talk to you guys before the draft. I'm thinking, like, because I'm doing a whole first round mock over the weekend. I'll probably do that like Saturday or Sunday. So I'll post that over the weekend. But I would think probably on like Tuesday, I'll shoot for Tuesday night. I'll make like another Giants video to talk about the latest rumors. Maybe by then a trade's happened. Maybe the Giants trade up. Maybe the Vikings have traded up. Maybe there's some other big rumors out there. So I'll make another video before the draft. So we'll do that. Maybe some more J.J. McCarthy rumors. We'll see. Hopefully some Drake May falling rumors. That'd be nice to see. But anyway, that is going to do it. I hope you all enjoyed. Once again, leave a like and subscribe and all that. And I'll talk to you guys next time.